Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
All right, look, I'm just going to give you a heads up right now. This is not safe for work. This is going to be a very frank discussion, adult, and pretty intense. So if you've got little kids or grandkids listening with you as you're driving or doing whatever, you might want to switch the channel to WOMP or one of our other great radio stations, because it's not going to be for kids. Okay, long story short. By the way, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays is Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, different times, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, which includes 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show. There's never much to see other than if we have an in-studio guest. Carly was great, isn't she? She's great. She got all dolled up for me and everything. But normally there's not much to see. You'll see my Nail City Jeep Club little ducky. You will see our ECM. You'll see Big Willie 105.5 Crown Jeep. You'll see me. Again, there's not much to see. We have a lot to talk to about today. A lot to talk about today. Background. I live in Richland Township. Leslie and I live in Richland Township. We've lived there since 2012. Love it. Never complained about anything. Never complained about the trustees. Never complained about the services. And you don't even have to believe me. All you have to do is ask anyone who has ever listened to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the radio or on Facebook. Because if I have a problem with anyone or anything, believe me, you'll know about it. You will know about it. I've never had a problem with anything in Richland Township. With any of the former trustees, the current trustees, never a problem. Snow removal has been fine, potholes. I've had no problems. It's a lovely place to live. We're very, very fortunate to live there. We really are. There's an election today. And I've been talking about this election now for a couple of weeks or so because there's a huge issue, at least a huge issue to me. I think it's a huge issue. Local media doesn't think so. They don't cover it at all. But it's a huge issue to me. Richland Township, for those who don't know, it's in Belmont County. It's one of the largest townships in the state of Ohio. It includes a city, St. Clairsville, that's roughly a third of the population of Richland Township. It's a big, serious township in Ohio, and a third of it is the city of St. Clairsville, St. C. Roughly 5,000, a little over 5,000 people. Never had a problem with any of the three trustees. Greg Clark, who is a police officer in St. Clairsville, very good guy, very good guy. He's also one of the trustees. He's a dunk tank aficionado. More on that another day. We also have Rick Farrell, who had been an insurance agent for Allstate. Good man, never had a problem with him. And Jim DeNoble. Full disclosure, he's my neighbor. He lives across the street from me. Very good guy. Never had a problem with him. Every one of these three trustees and the previous trustees have all been fine, decent people. I've never complained about anything. Why would I? We're happy to be there. I think everybody should move to Richland Township. It's great. And they've done a good job. I've never complained about anything. So two of the trustees are running for re-election. Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble. Okay, fine. There's one challenger. There are two seats. There's one challenger, a guy named Jay Stevens. Okay. They all seem to be fine, decent people. I've never had a problem with any of that. I didn't even know Jay Stevens until he was running, and then someone said, hey, you got to interview him. You want to interview all three of these guys. I reached out to him, first time I ever spoke with him that I'm aware of. He could not come into the studio. I said, well, okay, we'll do a phone interview, 10 minute or so phone interview. He said, fine. It's good. Okay. That was about it. Had Rick Farrell in here, had Jim DeNoble in here. Then I said, how about if we have a debate among all three of you, because there's this issue, this elephant in the middle of the living room in Richland Township. $1 million white elephant in Richland Township. Unbeknownst to me, and again, I've lived in Richland Township since my wife and I would have lived there since 2012. I'm in the news media, and I do local stuff, and I had no idea about this building. Jay Stevens was making an issue of it. I didn't know what the hell this guy was talking about. I had no idea. I just didn't know. Turns out, and look, this is radio. This isn't print where you can go into great detail and lots of nuance. This is radio, lots of thumbnails, paint with a very broad brush, lots of rounding up and rounding down and large, substantial generalizations to convey messages on radio. So, roughly speaking, two of the trustees, the two who are running for re-election, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, and again, I've never had a problem with either one of these guys, and I don't now, voted to take roughly $1 million in COVID money given to us, back to us, from the feds in the name of COVID. Hey, hold on a second. I got a phone call coming in here. I have no idea who this is. Maybe Bloomquist has finally taken my offer. Hi, Big Willie 1055. Dimitri, who is this?
This is Toby. I got a question. I was listening to your show just a little bit ago about the homeless camp and everything and the addicts and all that. And out of curiosity, what about the McClure Motel or Hotel? Have businesses around here make a charitable donation, renovate it, and give the people opportunity to better themselves, maybe help them get on the right path.
That's not a bad idea. I'd like you to call back either tomorrow or next week and explore that idea. I'd be happy to explore it with you, but call back if you would. I'm interested. I'll listen. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Sorry about that. I was hoping that would be David Bloomquist, because I made him an offer to come on my program. The gang of three, which includes a woman who used to be known as Andrea, who now wants to be called Sam. And also a guy named Otis, whose real name is Tim, who's a narc for the State Alcohol Control Commission. So, never had a problem with any of these three trustees. And the two of them voted to take roughly $1 million in COVID money to build this roughly 4,000 square foot building. They also used some of the money for another little thing project, but essentially what we're talking about is the building. Long story short, roughly that's what we're talking about. Roughly a little over 4,000 square feet. That's roughly the size of a small to medium-sized store at the Ohio Valley Mall. I mean, we're talking like nothing in terms of square footage. They did not issue any news releases that I ever saw. They never claimed to issue any news releases. There was no reference to anything on their website regarding this. They don't even have a Facebook page. They said they did and I'm paraphrasing here, they said they did the bare minimum, which is they posted a public notice in the Times Leader, and that was that. And then you had to show up at the meetings to know what was going on. And I had a real serious problem with their lack of transparency. I'm not saying it's illegal. Of course not. I'm not a lawyer. What the hell do I know about the law? But I had a very serious problem with their lack of transparency. And a lot of people did as well, because a lot of people were asking, what are you talking about, Dimitri? We don't know anything about this. We live in Richland Township. What are you talking about? Well, this is what I'm talking about. You can see this building. It's just a simple gray nothing building with a metal roof. And they said they had to tear down the old building, even though, during the debate, I asked, was there an engineer who said it was structurally unsound? Oh, no, but the roof leaked and it had some rust. And I'm thinking to myself, well, then fix the roof and scrape off the rust. Well, we needed this building for monthly meetings for the township so people can go there. And the old building had a police scanner, and we didn't know what to do with this because we got a police department, you know, two constables, two officers. That's the police department. Roughly $1 million. And I said, why don't you just hold the monthly meetings throughout Richland Township at the mall, at the community room, or at a church, or at a school? And that way you don't have to worry about that. And why do you even need two constables, two police officers? We already are paying for the state of Ohio with the highway patrol. We're already paying Belmont County for the sheriff's department. One-third of Richland Township also pays for the police department for St. Clairsville. I mean, it's just redundant. You don't need a new building. But they did it anyway. The third trustee, Greg Clark, decided to vote against that. But these two who are running for re-election voted for it and are defending it. And again, these are not bad guys. These are good guys. I've never had a problem with any of them. Never. Nothing. And I've been talking about this, wondering why the local media does not cover this story. A $1 million white elephant in Richland Township, the two people responsible for it running for re-election. My God, this is a tailor-made local story that it's just amazing. Local media would not cover it. I'm the only one, and I've been talking about it and talking about it, and quite frankly, I had no idea if anybody would even listen to this or would even care about this. Apparently, people do. So we had the big debate here, exclusively here in this studio. To their credit, all three showed up. That was great. We gave them all plenty of time to talk. And we looked at the numbers. It was a Facebook live stream as well as on the radio, of course. And the numbers on our app and the numbers on Facebook, the live stream, the video numbers, were in the thousands. And I was like, oh, gee, I guess people actually care about this when they're actually told about this by the local media. Local media being, well, me. And so I thought that was pretty much it. I didn't know what else I could possibly add to this. I've said everything that I know how to say. I've had all the people involved in the studio. Gave them all plenty of time to share their views. I didn't know what else I could possibly add to this. And then yesterday, again, the election is today. Yesterday, I'm starting to do my show, and I get a text from one of the people, upper echelon executives here at the Ohio Midland News Group. And the text said that I was being trashed on 1170 WWVA, which used to be a great station. I used to be the morning guy there. It was a wonderful, kick-ass news talk station. And now it's devolved into like this nothingness. What a waste of wattage. But the people on there, one of whom is, I guess, either lives in Cleveland or commutes to Cleveland or something, a guy named David Bloomquist, who off the air, I must say, full disclosure, I've always liked him. I've never had a problem with him personally. I never have. I enjoy his company. It doesn't happen very often. Last time I recall, we were panelists at a show in Pittsburgh and had a great time. I have no problem with him personally. He's a good, decent human being. He's a great dad. Never a problem with him personally. On the air is a different story because he takes shots at me, which astonish me because it's like, why am I even in your head? You're over there in Cleveland or wherever the hell you are these days. I'm here dealing with local issues and trying to tell people what's involved and all that. And why do you even care about me? I don't understand this. I guess I should be flattered, but I'm not. It's just more confusing than anything else. So apparently yesterday, he and the other two that are part of this Bloom Daddy experience something or other on VA or whatever, were all trashing me. I was going, what? Why would they be trashing me? It's Richland Township. You've got two trustees. They're running for re-election. You got a $1 million white elephant in Richland Township. All these different elements. Why would they even be talking about me? I literally was surprised. Like, what? What? We got our hands on the audio. And boy, were they talking about me. And about this issue. And about how much David Blomquist loves his buddies who are running for re-election. Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble. Jimmy, I think, is how David refers to him. And again, these are fine, decent people, including David. But I was appalled at what I heard. We have the audio. It's all set up. I'm going to play that for you next after this break. You're going to hear it for yourself, and then I'm going to respond.